I have to hold my calls. I can't speak to anyone because I'm joined by musician and comedian Brett McKenzie. Brett, are you there?
Hello from New Zealand.
Wow, what time's it in New Zealand?
It's the middle of the night. It's pretty dark outside. Yeah. Pretty dark outside, but yeah, it's all good down here. Pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. Yeah.
Listen, yeah. You were first known as one half of Flight of the Conchords. So take us back. Take us back to the beginning. How did that all start?
That all started in New Zealand. You know, me and Jermaine, who's my buddy in Conchords, we were flatting together, and we were trying to be actors, and that wasn't going particularly well, so we thought we'd start a band. And out of that, we started playing comedy clubs. Our songs were kind of pretty odd from the get-go, and yeah, we played them for our flatmates, and then we played them, yeah, in comedy clubs, and then that kind of, the next step really was we did some shows and got to Edinburgh Festival, and it was there that it really started kicking off for us, and people kind of connected more than we ever anticipated outside of Wellington, you know.
Yeah. There was a comedy trio from Australia who did comedy songs. I can't remember, what was their name again? Could have been Tripod. There was another one as well, actually.
I know what you mean. Yeah, there's always one or two comedy music acts, and you only ever want one on the bill. You don't want a whole night of comedy music. We learned that early on. It's like, no, there's only so many jokes put to chords that you can cope with. It's much better to have stand up and then have a musical act. Yeah,
the musical act should always finish the bill, though. I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's tough for the stand-up to come on afterwards. And there's nothing like a song to end a night. You know, it naturally closes things out in a way that stand-ups... You know, the stand-ups, they always end their show and they kind of peter out. They don't really end.
Yeah.
They can't do a finale. They're like, well, that's all I've got. Okay, bye, everyone.
Yeah. What was the moment you realised that you had a talent for combining comedy and music?
Probably pretty early on. I think the first song that we wrote was a French song kind of called Fudu Fafa, which, you know, we ended up playing for years. And it was really just us singing school book French over a couple of jazzy chords. And it was our flatmates who came home, and, you know, we were just goofing off, pretending to be French singers, Serge Gainsbourg style. And it just, yeah, just from the early, before that, I was actually playing in bands, and we were doing comedy theater shows. So we were always in that kind of world of comedy and characters. And yeah, that was just the kind of the thing that I did. Yeah.
Your songs have been sung by Kermit the Frog, Celine Dion, Lizzo, Benedict Cumberbatch, Brittany Howard, Homer and Lisa Simpson. And that's just naming a few. If you could pick...
Yeah, Homer Simpson's pretty great to have sing your song, to be honest. It's so cool. Like, you've done the demo and I've sung the part, and then you get on the call or in the studio, and the actor who does Homer's voice comes on, and it just sounds, you can't believe it, because these are voices that you've grown up with. So to hear like a song that I've written sung by them is a really buzzy feeling. And it just suddenly makes your song feel like it exists in a fictional world. It's a really cool feeling.
I interviewed Bart.
Bart's pretty cool.
One second.
Yo, what's happening, man? Bart Simpson here. You're listening to the Greg Charles Show on Six Music. Bam!
That's pretty good.
Man, that was just
They're all so cool, right? So exciting having those voices, right?
Yeah.
And when they come to life, it's something else. So, yeah, it's a really cool feeling.
Listen, your new single, Freak Out City.
Yeah.
Tell us about that track.
This is a song. It's a brand new song. It's a song about friends getting lost in the conspiracy world. And I was talking to my guitar player, Justin, and we were talking about how friends have disappeared down the rabbit hole, you know, out of COVID and those times. And then he said something kind of beautiful. He's like, gee, I'm just a bit worried, because if it could happen to them, it could happen to me. Because, you know, these are people that he trusted and liked. He's like, these are my smart friends. What's happened to them? So I love this idea that you know, everyone knew people that sort of got lost into conspiracy theories and things, and because often you think, oh, those people are crazy, but we were talking about, well, these are our friends, they're not crazy. We thought they were not crazy at all. So maybe we're all crazy. Yeah. So it's kind of about that. Yeah.
Is it a comedy song?
I mean, it's not really a comedy song. It's just got some sort of, you know, it's kind of an odd song singing about people, that idea of the rabbit hole and everything. It's done in a pretty playful manner. It's got a kind of Harry Nilsson-y kind of vibe to it, the track, but not particularly a comedy song, just more a funny take on that situation that we all found ourselves in the last few years.
Let's hear Freak Out City. That was Brett McKenzie with Freak Out City. He is my guest. The album's at the same name, isn't it?
Yeah, that song is the name of the album, yeah.
And it was written whilst you're on the road with your 8-piece band. I was just wondering, what was the process of recording it like and writing it?
That song was super fun to record. I got the whole 8-piece, there might have been 9 of us in the studio one go. We had like all the instruments in one room, a couple of backing singers. We had a trombone, Kaito on trombone, and Louisa on saxophone. And when this big studio, and you know, not off, that doesn't happen anymore. You know, people will usually record with a laptop and one microphone in a little room, and you do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
But we put all the mics up and we were recording all at the same time, and it was super fun. And I think you can kind of hear that energy in the recording.
Yeah.
It's everyone's sort of bouncing off each other, and really, really fun, man.
You're doing a leg of your tour dates in the States in October, and then you're over to London. You're finishing off in London, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing a couple of shows in London, Bush Hall. Late October, I think it is. Yeah, late October.
I mean, are your band New Zealand based, or are they?
Yeah, my band are all Kiwis. They're all from Wellington, and so we're gonna trek over there, which will be fun. And then the show is curious. When I first started doing the shows, this is the second solo record I've done, and I wasn't really sure how it was going to play live, because people expect comedy, and then I've got these two records that are not strictly comedy records. So at first I think the audience is a little bit apprehensive, but then once I started doing the shows, I realized, even myself, I was like, oh, what am I going to do in between songs? And I started chatting, and then it quickly turned into banter and fairly, you know, comedy antics, the general kind of comedy banter of telling stories and connecting with the audience that I've spent such a long time doing. So the show is in some ways a little bit more like a variety show, even though it's just me, but there's stories, and I talk a bit, and then I play songs, and some of the songs are funny, some of them are from films and old songs, and then some of them are my new solo work. So it kind of goes from funny to heartfelt to emotional to ridiculous, all in the same show. Yeah.
That's my favourite kind of comedy, that, you know, when there's a bit of pathos. I mean, the best comedy films always have a crying moment, don't they? They always have a crying scene where you're holding,
you can pull
back
that
the
up.
Tears.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If I can pull that up, I remember I was working with this guy who's like a choreographer, and he was talking about how he made dance shows, and he was like, oh yeah, I can make people cry, no problem. I'm interested in making people laugh. I was like, what? Because I've spent my whole life making people laugh. I was like, comedians is very hard to, you don't, we don't have this, you know, you don't learn, you know, it's drama people who make people cry, you know. So it's really interesting. I did a show with the Muppets. I did a live show with the orchestra and all these Muppets, you know, the Kermit and everyone on stage.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing watching the crowd. Like, me and Kermit played Rainbow Connection, and there were grown men in the crowd were just weeping, you know, with this nostalgia for the song. And then Big Bird enters and they all start laughing. It's so fun having, if you can get those different emotions in a show, it's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Do you find it challenging when you're writing to say, I don't know, to take comedy away from your writing, you know what I mean?
Not so much. The process is the same. Like, you know, whenever I'm writing a song, you get in the flow and the idea starts flying along. And whether that's I think it's more like just where you're heading, where you're looking, what you're looking out for. If you're writing a comedy song, you know, early on we were writing songs really with aiming for the punchlines, because we were playing in comedy clubs. And so you're looking out for punchlines and surprises. And then I started writing songs for films, and I'm looking for things to connect to the character or the story, and maybe something a little funny in there. And then as I've sort of writing more recently, it's the same sort of process, but I'm looking to capture a feeling or an experience and put it into a song. It's sort of a similar feeling. It's just like where you've got the headlights pointed.
Listen, thanks for talking to us.
Sweet, man. Yeah, that's no problem. That's cool, man.
Look forward to hopefully bumping into you in London, all right?
Yeah, see you in London. Thanks, man.
Thanks for waiting up for us.
Yes, man. All right. Take care, man.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.